The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
But last reports I saw about the Irish women's cricket team, which have been in Zimbabwe, is that they'd got to Namibia and will be able to fly home from there. But what is the story with the Munster rugby squad, which seems to be stuck in South Africa? We're joined by the Irish Examiner rugby correspondent, Simon Lewis. What's the update on their position, Simon?
Well, it looks a little rosier than it did this morning when they were sent back from Cape Town Airport to isolate in the hotel. It appears they have been given permission to leave South Africa. They needed that permission from the local authorities there, in health authorities and the Department of Transport, to get on a charter plane. But they have been given the go-ahead to fly home at their earliest opportunity. All of them, apart from the positive case, who we don't know the name of, and a close contact, they're going to have to remain in Cape Town for the present time. But the good news for the staff and management is that most of that party will be heading back to Dublin, although they will have to isolate and quarantine for a period of time on their return.
If it's a charter flight, does that mean that they can fly directly to Ireland rather than having to land first in the UK?
I would imagine so. That's certainly what Scarlett and Zebra did. They flew direct to Dublin from Cape Town and Scarlett's are currently in Belfast. They flew out on the flight that Munster and Cardiff Blues should have been on Sunday. So, yeah, that would be the expectation. Initially, there was talk that they were trying to get a charter flight on their own when this first broke over the weekend. But the only one they could get had six refueling stops, so that was turned down as an option. But presumably that they've got a jet big enough to carry them all the way.
And what has been done to keep the players safe in South Africa if they had one already identified case?
Well, that player who tested positive from that round of PCR testing in Cape Town prior to their expected departure is being isolated in a separate hotel from the team hotel. So the rest of that party is back at their team hotel and they're isolating individually in their rooms.
It's a less important issue, but what is this going to do for Munster for future games, given that they start their European Cup campaign on Saturday week?
Yeah, it's clearly not ideal. I mean, because these two games against the Bulls and the Lions that were meant to be taking place over this past weekend and next weekend, they've been postponed clearly. It means Munster will have had 7 weeks without a game because there were no URC games during the international test window for most of November. So 7 weeks is a long time without a game.
But will the players who've been in South Africa, will they be allowed to play when they return?
That is the great unknown. It all depends on their day of arrival. So the next hurdle, I suppose, is now they've been given permission, they've got to get out of South Africa and land in Dublin and then the clock starts ticking. But, you know, Munster, as we all know, they've been used to rolling with the punches for much more than they would have liked over the past few years with one thing and another. And they're classy players. The internationals, the majority of them were left at home. They didn't travel to South Africa.
Lucky them.
Damien DLND. Yeah, they dodged a bullet there, didn't they?
All right. We leave it there. Simon Lewis, Irish Examiner rugby correspondent. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.